Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Seattle's city council has decided not to increase taxes on workers at the city's largest companies. The so-called head tax would have imposed a $500 fee on employees at Amazon and other big businesses and would have been used to counter the growing homelessness problem there. Amazon responded by threatening to stop certain construction plans, potentially costing Seattle nearly 7,000 jobs. And earlier this month, the council decided not to implement the tax. The Republic took on the issue of raising taxes on the wealthy in a recent editorial. It was written by editorial director Phil Boas, who is with me for his weekly appearance. Phil, what's the biggest challenge here? Is it really finding a middle ground? These large corporations have created a lot of jobs in Seattle, but there's also gentrification that is putting other people in very difficult positions as far as where they can live.
Well, it depends what you want in your community. Do you want your community to prosper? Because part of the economy is there are winners and losers. That is going to happen in an economy. Now, it's up to government to try to ameliorate some of that. But do you blame the largest corporations because they did exactly what you wanted them to do? You wanted them to create jobs and to create wealth in your community and raise the ships of a lot of people. A lot more people are better off in Seattle than are not because Amazon, you know, created, what, 45,000 jobs there.
And some of the corporate folks there are blaming, to whatever extent, the Seattle City Council for how they're spending inefficiencies, they call it. Is that an argument that people accept generally?
Here's the problem. When you take a larger problem that all of the community should be shouldering the burden, and you depend on a small group that happens to have a lot of resources to pay the full freight on that, it becomes easy and convenient to go to them for the next big social problem that comes along, and the next one, and the next one. And pretty soon, you know, it's going to be a big turnoff to them. And you got to decide, do we want those people in our community, or do we want to turn them off?
Well, in Arizona, I spoke with Noah Carvelis last week about the Invest in Ed situation. And I said, okay, is this something that people are actually on board with, or are they concerned about the tax? And of course, you know, he's optimistic, wants to be positive, and says, no, we really haven't gotten much of a backlash of any sort. How do you see these as parallels based on Arizona and Seattle? Because obviously the education problem, at least it seems, most people are on board with it to some extent, but does it come from raising taxes? Does it come from something else?
Well, there's a huge difference in the two. And in Arizona, they're talking about raising taxes on wealthy individuals, okay? Whereas in Seattle, is raising taxes on wealthy corporations. I see strong similarities, though, because who are those wealthy individuals in Arizona? A lot of them are small business people who create all kinds of jobs in this community. A lot of them are corporate managers who also create wealth in the community, who produce jobs. Those are important people in our community. And if we keep sending signals that we want them to pay for things like education that all of us need to share the burden, then that's a turnoff to them, and it's the wrong signal to be sending to them. If he hasn't gotten much backlash, well, he's getting it from me right now, because I think that's fundamentally wrong to ask wealthy Arizonans to pay for what is a problem that the entire state faces, and that is education funding.
But if there were some sort of sliding scale, if every Arizonan had to contribute to this tax, but maybe those who make more would contribute a little bit higher percentage, is that a non-starter also?
I don't think that's a non-starter, you know, so I think that, you know, we believe in that. And
so maybe a tax increase.
Tax system.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing that in America for a long time. So, but to take it and make it exclusively the problem of wealthy Arizonans, of this minuscule percentage of the population, you know, within, you know, the single digits percentage of the population, that's just wrong to do, to ask them to shoulder all of that.
So you're afraid of a slippery slope then, potentially?
Oh, absolutely, because it's real easy to spend other people's money, isn't it? It's the easiest thing in the world to do, and so you'll want to do it again the next time there's another big problem. Oh, they did it before, they can do it again, they owe us.
Is the phrase class warfare a fair one in this case?
I think it is a fair one. And the problem is that those people who create jobs in our community, they're giving a lot to the community. There's nothing more fundamental or important to civilization than jobs. You need them. They keep everything running. We owe those people.
On the ballot, we're going to see something related to expansion of vouchers, which is controversial in some sense. And in some cases, people are calling that a have and have not. Is that a potential clash there too? If both of these get on the ballot, if in fact Invest in Ed gets on, are we going to see sort of a contrary fight there?
I think what it'll do is it muddles things up and it just makes everything more difficult to understand. And once you do that, then it creates more no votes for both of the measures. So in that way, they'll harm each other.
That's Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas.